Hey, Elliot Smith, Sport Talk host, is with me right now. Elliot.
Hello, Heather.
Hello.
Hello.
Listen, if yes. I'm going, so if Old Rays is flying over to Japan to talk to Richie Mo'unga and ask him to come back, does that mean that we have to match the pay that he's getting in Japan?
Well, they're probably going to have to put something on the table to be comparatively close to him. I don't think they can match it to what Toshiba's offering. That's $2.2 million a season. There's no way that the All Blacks, or New Zealand Rugby more specifically, are going to pay that. I think the most they've probably ever paid a player outright is probably about $1 million a season at a guess. So no way they're going to match it. But I suspect they'll try and play the unfinished business card and try and get him back home, try and reunite him with Scott Robertson for the All Blacks. Whether it's next year or year after, I think there's a definite desire to bring him back to New Zealand rugby.
Do you think that's going to work, Elliot? If my boss, if I was to leave, which I'm not going to, but if I was to leave and then he came to double my pay and then he said, I'll come back for half the pay, but it's unfinished business. Whatever.
But if there was a prime job that you wanted, you know, and maybe a radio award or something.
Elliot, I have got one figure for you, $2.2 million.
And that's he made the decision in the first place, isn't it, to set himself up. But I guess there's probably a desire from New Zealand rugby to go, maybe they didn't push as hard to keep him, maybe they didn't think he was going to leave in the first place. He's a player in his prime, still 29 years old and playing some really good rugby before he left, and one of those ones that potentially got away. So it's probably one of the decision that gnaws at the likes of Chris Lindrum, who we spoke to on the Rugby Direct podcast, where this has all come out of. You're right, they're not going to stack up against the money, but he hasn't won a World Cup. That could be a trigger for him. 2019, they got knocked out in the semi-finals. Last year, beaten by a point. A bit of unfinished business. A World Cup, probably going to remember that more than a Japanese League One title or that. But then again, you look at the big bank balance, don't you?
Okay. Question for you. Is it weird that Razor is going around trying to entice these players to come back? It was Sam Whitelock and now it's Richie Mo'unga. Is that strange?
No, I don't think so necessarily. I think there was probably a part last year where he was hands-off. And we all know that he was not part of the All Blacks camp last year. He decided to stay away, or whatever the yarn was around that. And so this is the conversations that he's trying to have with these players and trying to build for 2027. He's got a better handle on what he wants out of this team now and how the All Blacks are destined for success. I know he's spoken to a lot of current players and management staff about what needs to change or what they need for success, and I think going around and touching base with these players, and whether it's pulling on the heartstrings, whatever it is, if he's trying to build the team that's going to win the World Cup, that's ultimately what Scott Robertson's paid for, isn't it, to win the World Cup? If he believes that Richie Mo'unga, $2.2 million salary or not, is going to get him there, then that's the player he wants.
Oh, doesn't it make you feel stink, Elliot? I should have gone into rugby, eh?
Yeah, exactly.
I should have. Hosking Satutu, is this a big deal?
Well, this is a big deal because last year it looked like he was completely down and out, and you wonder where his career might have gone to from this point. He was an All Black in 2022, not even wanted for the All Blacks 15, the second tier All Blacks last year. That's how much his stock had fallen, but he has been in superb form for the Blues this season. Tops the try charts, a big reason why they're second on the ladder. Now, he would have had offers, I'm sure, coming into him when he was at a pretty low ebb in terms of his rugby last year from Japan, from overseas, going, hey, why not come over? Of course, he's eligible for Fiji as well. That could have been an option for them. Now, he's not in the All Blacks yet, but he has been, for my mind, the player of Super Rugby to this point. So the Blues have kept hold of him on a two-year deal and, again, held off those Japanese contracts, which could be coming around the corner for a player like Hoskins Satutu in pretty big demand. I can't underline how big he's been playing for the Blues this year. Big part of their success.
Oh, fantastic. Well, that's good to hear. Elliot, thanks very much. Elliot Smith, Sports Talk host. He'll be back 7 o'clock this evening.
For more from Heather Duplessis Allen Drive, listen live to News Talk ZB from 4 p.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.